Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
We just got done with Rudy Tomjanovich, the legendary coach of your Houston Rockets that brought you two championships. Now another Houston Rockets coach and Hall of Famer and my good friend Kevin McHale. Coach, welcome to the show, as always, for your weekly segment. This will probably be shorter than normal because of the fact that we're up against it. And I imagine you have had a ton of people reach out to you. So before we go any further, just your thoughts on what a class act Craig Sager was.
Yeah, great guy. You know, I really got to know him while I was, you know, at TNT and working with him, and just a fantastic guy. I always had a smile on his face, came in, you know, did a great job, enjoyed it, and Craig was never one to shy away from having some fun, so it was always a good time with him, and gonna really be missed. I'm, you know, just one of those things where you're just sad, you know. I just sad to see him go, because he just was a fun guy to be around.
Yeah, I was going to say, and we said this, Coach Tomjanovich didn't even know that he had passed, but we said, if you thought he was only the guy with the loud shirt, suits and ties, you really missed the boat on what a class act Craig was.
Yeah, he really was. And I mean, just, you know, he loved what he did and he had fun, but he always had a smile on his face, and he just was a guy that you enjoyed being around. He wasn't, he was never down. He was always up, and, you know, he took his job very, very seriously, but yet had fun doing it. And I think, you know, it was sports, and he just got it. You know, there's some people in life that get it and others that don't. He just got it. And just like I say, when you kind of get it, you're just a fun person to be around, because nothing gets you down. And you're like saying, you know, basically, you know, you go out and have a drink with Craig after the show, and he would just say, living the dream. I'd be, yep. And just like I say, sad to see it won't be here anymore.
No doubt. Hey, Coach, question for you. I saw a power rankings that had the Houston Rockets at number one. Are you buying what those rankings are selling?
Well, you know, I think that they fluctuate a great deal, but they're playing great. They haven't lost in December. So if you're saying the best team in the NBA in December is the Houston Rockets, you'd have a hard time, you know, disputing that. But no, I don't see them being able to beat, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers or the, you know, Golden State. You know, can they beat the Clippers? I don't know. I mean, the Clippers are a team, you know, San Antonio. I don't know. You know, but they're in the talk with those teams, which is great. I mean, I think that's fantastic for Houston. They're playing well. They're scoring up a storm. You know, are they going to be able to maintain that? That's always, you know, that's always a tough thing. But, you know, at the end of the year, you're going to put together the best record you can. You're going to battle for every win. You're going to get playoffs. And then you've got to beat teams in best of four out of seven games. And that changes everything. There, you know, I mean, there you – Do you get a team that you match up well in the first round? But then the second round, you're talking about either playing the Clippers, San Antonio, or Golden State, and those teams are, you know, they're hard to beat. So, you know, where do you go from here? I don't know, but at this point in December, they're playing as well as anybody.
Coach, interesting, and I know you had some thoughts on it the other night on NBA TV. I wanted to get your thoughts on the fact that from your era coming to where we are now, seeing the Cavaliers last night, resting LeBron, Love, and Kyrie on the road. You saw the signs, people saying they drove 4 hours, they paid a lot of money. But just your thoughts on something like that going on now in today's NBA.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so foreign to me because, I mean, I had said this. I couldn't imagine being a 23-year-old kid and going to Bill Fitch and saying, you know, Coach, my legs feel a little tired. I think I'm heavy-legged tonight. I can't even imagine. Well, I actually can imagine what he'd say to me. None of it I could repeat on radio right now. And by the end of the time he started, by the end that he got done swearing at you, he would tell you to take an effing nap and be ready to play that night. He didn't want to hear any effing excuses. And I mean, you wouldn't. I wouldn't even dream of that. I couldn't imagine the response I would got from Bill, my first NBA coach, doing that. If you're ready to play, if you're healthy, you play. That was the mantra in the NBA. If you're healthy, you play. Now, it started with all this resting and stuff. And, you know, my point is, if you're going to sprain your ankle and come, you go up for a rebound in a crowd, you come down on somebody's foot, you sprain your ankle, you can do that whether you're rested or not. I just think so many injuries happen. They're just accidents. You know, you bump knees, you do this stuff. And I don't know if rest is going to stop that. I don't know if anybody's done a study where they said, boy, after these guys take a game off, you know, they don't get hurt for the next 2 weeks. I don't know about any of that stuff. I don't agree with it. I think if you're ready and healthy, go out and play. And it makes you tough. You grind out stuff. You're not handed an excuse of, oh, you know, he was tired today, so he didn't play well. Hell, you might be tired in game 7 of the conference finals. You got to go play it. I don't like it, but, you know, I guess I'm just old school that way.
Speaking of old school, Coach, Larry Bird had a birthday recently, and a friend posted a highlight reel of Larry Bird on my timeline, and you are prevalent in the highlights, the recipient of many a no-look pass from Mr. Bird. Was there ever a time playing with him that you caught yourself just watching like a fan almost, or was it just strictly business and you knew you had to keep your head up because you never know when he'd get you the ball?
Yeah, you kept your head up, but I mean, I found that out when I first got to Boston in 1980, that you're always open. You played with Tiny Archibald. My first training camp there was Pete Maravich, Tiny Archibald, Dave Collins, Larry Bird. These guys, you were always open, and I was amazed at the passes they threw. I never played with people that would try to squeeze passes through these areas and were so proficient at making great passes through small areas, small holes. And so, yeah, believe me, with Larry, I enjoyed playing with him so much. He was such a great player. And there were days he got on fire. You went like, wow, man, this is fun playing with this dude. But when he had the ball, you were always, you always had to have your head up because he could pass it at any moment and just, you know, but you got very accustomed to playing with him and his style. And, you know, I tell people all the time, everybody talks about the best players of all time and stuff. And Larry and Kareem, for some reason, don't get mentioned enough in that category. I just don't know how you can get much better than Larry Bird at just playing basketball. The guy was a basketball savant. He just could do, you know, he could do everything on the basketball floor, and he was just a fun guy to be with out there.
No question. We got more time, Coach. We want you to break down some of those stories, not the ones that we've shared, but that are not ready for radio, but there's some good ones. But I wanted to get you to clarify for fans that aren't quite in the know in terms of the Demo situation from the standpoint of understanding when a team, as your longtime general manager with the Timberwolves before you were coaching, and you know this stuff better than most. Break down for the fans, when an offer sheet is matched, what does that mean? Because some people think the same clauses, everything is the exact same. Other people have a different understanding. Maybe you can break it down for them a little bit.
Well, you know, the Rockets matched the offer sheet given to Demo by Brooklyn.
Right.
So immediately that means that Demo cannot, you know, can't go get any more offer sheets. You know, the offer sheet he signed with Brooklyn now gets transferred when it gets matched. That gets transferred, and all the wording and everything in that offer sheet stays the same to the Rockets.
So now, from the standpoint of incentives and the extra six yes. mil he was talking about and when he can be traded and all that other stuff.
Yes, that all goes. Now, what I've heard that surprises me, which I don't know if it's true, that they were trying to renegotiate that contract, but you've already signed a contract. So I don't know how that can happen. So that's why there's kind of a mystery around this thing, and I don't know if things have changed. I don't know if there's a clause I don't know about. But normally what happens in that instance is that contract that you signed with Brooklyn is now picked up by the Houston Rockets, and everything that's in that contract, unless you renegotiate, and you can renegotiate small things, like if they had in there that Demo was going to get a one-time payment January 1st, and the Rockets didn't want to do that, you could have a payment schedule changed over to, you know, twice a month for 12 months, 24 pay periods as opposed to one. You could do some stuff like that, but normally when teams sign these restricted free agent contracts, they put little poison pills in there that make the other team kind of go like, and do I really want to sign that? Because his payment is all up front, or they give you the maximum amount of maximum amount of money in a bonus setting that you can do.
Because, Coach, the things that they were questioning were March 1st, his contract would have been guaranteed for the next year, and right. that he couldn't be traded for a year, and the Rockets right. wanted it for 90 days. And on the flip side, Demo wanted a way to try and recoup some of those incentives to make up that $6 million. Those right. could be changed?
Some of that stuff can be, the payment schedules can be changed, and I think you can probably change a couple of those, the time on whether or not you can be traded 90 days or, you know what I mean? You can, but not a lot can be changed. And again, you know, Demo can sit there right now and just say, hey, you know, I want the contract to go enforced as is, and the Rockets at some point are going to, they match the contract. At some point, if Demo says, look, this contract's going to stay as is, the Rockets did match it, they're going to have to come together and they're going to have to, you know, Demo's going to play and it'll be the contract that he signed with Brooklyn. If Demo sticks to his guns like that, then that's why I'm a little uncertain as to why there's so much dialogue going on as to the contract and how everybody wants to change it, because that contract just gets transferred to the Rockets.
Well, we know you are in the Bay Area and you've got work to do, so I know that you're doing the Knicks Golden State game.
I'm doing the Knicks Golden State game tonight, and looking forward to doing it. So everybody tune in on TNT tonight, and it might not be the most competitive of games. So you'll be hearing lots of stories and a lot of other things from Marv and myself.
Do me a favor, Coach. See if someone will knock Draymond Green on his ass tonight.
That would be nice, but I just don't see Porzingis with his 198 pounds, 7'3", being the guy to knock Draymond Green on his ass. They better bring in O'Quinner. Better bring someone in off the bench to do that.
And they don't have a Joey Dorsey waiting in the wings.
That's what they need right there.
Hey, Coach, you got to plug us while you're in there. You got to say, you know, when I was talking to Joel and Barry today, you got to slip that in there for us now.
Well, we might have a lot of time to do that. Don't worry.
Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Travel safe. Right. Have a great broadcast tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you guys later. Take care.
Bye-bye. Jeff McHale's been our guest. Great way to wrap up the show.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.